We need to know something right quick. Yeah, put her on. We got a question for her.
She's on.
Okay, I'm here.
Did you want the coronavirus, honey?
No, no, I was just asking about it because they're making such a big deal.
Okay. Now listen to what she's saying. I was just asking about it, okay? That's like going to the dress store. Do you go to the dress store just to see what the dresses are, or do you go to see what's up? You want to go see about one. See, now, if total fucked up biology would say, oh, you want water? Oh, okay. Ask them how that worked out.
Well, it's interesting, the name Corona is making coronavirus, yeah. The crown.
Yeah.
So yeah. I wanted to explore that with you, Ion. Is there significance there? Is there anything within that is significant
to
becoming?
No, it's not the No, it's not the end one. They're coming. This one will overcome. This one will overcome. This is the test.
The test for the sorting?
Uh-huh. Well, they get the right one.
Okay. Or is this the tech body over-exaggerating and causing...
What's the difference?
And this is to the point you're... when you said earlier if the printing press had been around during the Black Plague, everyone would have died. So
everyone on the planet would have died. Uh-huh. Yeah. You
so the tech body is going to be pivotal in this?
Well, you think?
Yeah.
No. Wait. We got this. Check your inbox, honey. And you'll see if the tech body's going to run any interference regarding it. It's spread all over the whole planet now. And they're running around in airports taking everybody's temperature. And, hell, you can incubate it for 2 weeks before you ever start a fever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
Now, Fort Worth, oh my gosh. We haven't heard that in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Does this have to do with cows?
No.
I'm just wondering. What's the significance of Fort Worth?
It's close to Love Field.
Uh-huh. And is Love Field important?
It's where the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport is.
Well, actually, Love Field is a different airport than the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
It is, but it's very close to it, you know, again.
Well, like, not very, but... about an hour's drive in traffic.
That's 2 seconds in Texas, isn't it?
right. Well, and then you say Dallas is 33rd parallel, even though it's really 30. It's not quite on the 33rd parallel, but it's close.
Well, north is. It's close. Hey, It works perfect as long as we're playing horseshoes or hand grenades. Close works great.
Wow. Cool.
Wow. Cool. So just to be clear, you're not interested in contracting the coronavirus. Is that right?
Well, Ion, is there any reason for me to? I mean,
No. Other than your onious desire. There's no reason.
Well, I don't like being sick. And if that's being sick, then I'm not interested.
Then let's let that pass and not. Good. We agree. But your wish is our command, honey. We tear shit up now for a lot less than that. For a lot less than that. Just for shit to giggle. Uh-huh. Just keep Bob on point. Got to keep the boss on point. He's got to have. He's going to run it. He needs to have something to run. Don't you concur?
All right. Well, and then also getting back to the airports, is that how the virus is going to spread, by people being on in the airports and putting the virus?
Have you seen the news? Do you not watch the porn channel? You don't watch Fox News?
Well, that's what they're saying. So it's the tech body and airports. Well, I guess that's the same thing. Yes, you're right. Everything's a tech body.
Come on.
Right. Okay. And, all right, Bob, I'm going to ask one question that's kind of personal, if you'll allow. Ion, what is up with so many people in my immediate surrounding coming up with being sick with cancer?
Why not? They're looking for a reason. They're looking for a reason.
Uh-huh.
Looking for a reason why that I must die. Yeah.
and they immediately go to the doctor and let themselves be cut up and tortured with chemotherapy and just think that that's the only option they have. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, then it is. Then it is.
Right. Right, for them.
Well, that's the thing. People used to go to the blood letters. Remember the barber poles where they'd go and get the bad blood out? That's total fucked up biology, too. You got bad blood. Okay, we go to the blood letters. Drain it.
Right.
Get the bad blood out. That was total fucked up biology, too. Seems kind of ridiculous. That was just, that's as valid as what they got fucked up now. So, hey, okay.
And what you're saying, Ion, is that the cancer cells, just leave them alone. And
no, you want them. You're gonna go get cancer. You go to the cancer center to get cancer. That's what you're gonna do.
But you've called cancer cells perfect cells. So the more perfect cells we have,
you can't be one. You can't be one. You can't be. It's a cell you can't be. You cut it out and it still comes back. Uh-huh. You get into remission and then it comes right back. It'll last forever. Fuck you. That's what you want, honey.
And you said that all one needs is 8 perfect cells. 8.
Sure. That's right.
So 8.
That's enough.
8 cancer cells is all you need. And then you're
perfect cells. Perfect cells. Now, perfect cells. That gives a base. That gives you enough room to start attaching electrons. Remember, like with the Cheerios and little heart, little Cheerio hearts, when you're trying to take all those oxygen, those ions, those neutrons, and hooking them to the ions. Little Cheerios, little Cheerios, honey, that Cheerios little heart thing, that allows that to start sticking. Yeah. It's a configuration pattern. When you have 8, it's enough to do that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. That might be number 4, darling. You did pretty good there. Just saying. We won't develop it, but it'll come in time. Just like all good erections. Just like all good erections, Suzanne, it'll come in time.
But there's no time.
In time. Just in time. Not time as a tick-tock. Time is an experience of us when we hooked up together.
Ah, as in timing.
Same place, same time. Same bat time, same bat space. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
same
thank
triangulation.
You. Let's see if we can get someone else in. Thank you,
Suzanne. All right, thanks, Bob. Thank you, Ion.
You did great, honey. No coronavirus for you, darling.
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Good topics. Are you ready now, Scott? Yes, you're ready, Scott. Go.
Oh, I hear the fans. Yeah. I hear the fans. Get the pussy. Get the pussy. Where's the pussy?
I'm sorry, I'm not. My good microphone isn't working, so I have to use the bad one.
But you're very clear. You're very clear. It's good. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. What is the animation In Shadow about? Have you seen that? You know what that is?
Yes. What's your question? What's it about?
Yeah, I mean, is that... it seems to be somewhat about Iandam, but... there are a lot of images and stuff like that, and I was wondering if, first of all, you know about it, and if so, if you can connect some of the images in that with the notion of the triangulum and the tree of life.
Are you talking about the Shadow Hunters? Is that what you're referring to?
No, it's an animation film on YouTube called In Shadow.
In Shadow.
Yeah. I posted the link on Bob's thing and also on the chat deal, but if you don't know about them, that question will have to wait for later.
He's looking at it.
It's not significant.
Okay.
What about the sequence of images he lays out? Seems like a sequence that I was talking about. That's not possible.
They're mocked. They're mocked.
What, they're mocking something? They're mocking?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they mocking?
The position of questions that you can't get to. They try to make it... Okay. Do you remember back in the day when the cigarette smoker that had the control of the vertical and the horizontal, Twilight Zone, and they would come up with ridiculous things that were out of whack or out of bounds that couldn't be pronounced, but yet presented as, and we'd say Rod Sterling, but you say Rod Sterling or some ridiculous Canadian way to talk, it's silly, but anyhow... he would present it in that very way. And that format is kind of like what this is trying to do. They're trying to make this epic conditional response based on a book. Some words.
They're not influenced by our words at all.
Well, they copy us, but that's what they did.
What do you mean? They copied us. Why do you have to add the words, that's what they did? No, they did.
That's
copy
what they
us.
Did, because they took what, they took Bob and tried to say Bob in an unconscious position of what that would be like in an unconscious place. It'd be like Bob on ayahuasca while he was shrooming, while he was having relations with Bob Carr, and that's what the underside, the underbelly of that was like. And then the imagery that came from that is what's presented there. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it is about
Scott,
the unconscious,
Scott,
most of it, yeah.
God, it's too distractive. It doesn't give any solution. Now, you're asking about the shapes and the imagery. Okay, but we could do the same thing with Picasso. If that's true.
Yeah.
So it's not bad if it were on point. And see, if Bob would have asked it, it would have probably been better. But, yeah, no, not so much.
Well, it was made a couple of years ago, so maybe the guy has advanced since then.
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll look at his next thing. We'll look at his next thing. It might be good. So we weren't going to kill it forever, but this is just a pretty far reach.
Okay.
Okay. So do you have another point, or shall I bring in someone else for the last minute or two?
What is rheumatoid arthritis, and how does that relate to the notion of the ascendance being a disease?
It's lack of the abrasive lactic acid being balanced in the body. And it builds up, and it builds up. What happens is when you get your magnesiums right, that calcification is reduced, and then there's no inflammation.
and then there's no problem. But it's the body's fighting back to pureness, to it, almost like, not quite the same as uric acid, but similar to a uric acid buildup, which is gout, but like an infection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my brother-in-law has gout. The final question, what is the relationship between perception and cognition?
Perception's what you thought you saw, cognition's what you felt when you saw it.
Okay. Good. That's it.
We like those. We live in that world because that's where humans, everything we say, humans have to embrace at some gauge or level. And if they do, then great. But if they don't, then they're lost. So like, I see what you're saying, Ion. I see what you're saying. Yeah, but if you're cognizant of it, then you know what it feels like. You land on it. It's pretty good. Not bad. You might have got 5, Bob. What do you think?
Yes.
5 for 5?
Yes, 5 for 5. Excellent stuff.
I'm ready to
Wonderful
play.
Question.
Ready to play. That was very good. You're doing so much better. Good gracious. Hey, why don't you go save Dave's big duffel bag?